Welcome back to the Launch Point Leader Podcast. My name's Lori.
And this is Bo.
We are excited to be here today just to share another question with you all that someone has written in from someone that's really thinking about the big questions in life. So let's get into it. It says, Dear Launch Point, I'm in an interesting phase in my career. I'm not yet anywhere near retirement, yet I find myself lately reflecting on my journey as a leader. I found myself contemplating the legacy I'll leave behind. While I've had some success and am passionate about leading my team, I'm uncertain about the specific imprint I want to leave on those I lead and my business as a whole. I admire your confidence on which you speak on purpose, and it seems as if you have put some thought into your legacy, which is why I'm reaching out. I want to gain a deeper understanding of how I can establish a meaningful and lasting legacy as a leader. Thinking about legacy is a big undertaking, and in the face of my uncertainty, I'm really not sure where to start. So that is my question. Where do I start? How do I take the work I do every day and the people I surround myself with and create a lasting impact and leave a positive legacy behind? I know it's no small task and can't be answered in one day, but I'd love any thoughts you have on this. Thanks in advance. Longing for a legacy.
Yeah, that's a big question.
Right, no big deal.
An important one. Yeah. Your legacy is at stake here. Yeah. I think it's a great question to consider. The first thing I would say is get really crystal clear on why you do what you do. And I think everything else will flow from that. I don't know that I've really spent much time thinking about what I want my legacy to be, but I've spent countless hours thinking about why I do what I do and how I want to impact the lives of people through work, through life in general. And I think from that, you know, legacy kind of flows from that. So I think that's what I would say is just spend that time to get really crystal clear on why you do what you do so that the people that you're leading can just sense that it's so important to you. And I think that's where your legacy starts.
So really starting at picturing zooming back in, right? Yeah. So you're zoomed out thinking through the end of your life, maybe end of your career at this point and thinking the impact. So that's is big. So how you make it feel smaller is you think about it smaller. You go, how am I dealing with this today, this week, this year? How are my team going to see my why? How do I make sure they all know my why, and also helping them discover their why, I think is the other part.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in thinking through that, another thing to maybe consider is the question of what's it like to be on the other side of working with you? And what is the wake that you're leaving behind? So think about boat on the water, the wake that it makes when you look behind that boat. What's the wake that you're leaving in every interaction that you're having through the work that you're doing? And does that wake, because that wake is what will build that legacy going forward. So is that wake what you want it to be? And is it as clear and impactful as what you hope your legacy would be when you're done doing whatever it is that you're doing?
Yeah. I think on the idea of that wake, you know, you don't always see the final pieces of the wake. If we're keeping with that boat metaphor, like you're going to see those first few ripples, but you're going to be long gone by the time you see the full impact. And when we look at those in history that have some of the biggest legacies left behind, they didn't know when they were doing what they were doing, or even 5 years post into retirement, let's say, they didn't know that full legacy. So I think you've got to let go of that maybe pressure a little bit of, oh, if I don't see some big impact today, I must not be building what I need to leave a legacy.
Yeah, that's a great point, because one of the hardest things about working on purpose for a purpose is you will never know the impact that you have on people overall, because you're not going to get to meet and hear their stories and all that, but they're going to be impacted by the work that you do if you do that work on purpose for a purpose and it matches the why that you're passionate about. So I think that's a great point, is just think about legacy. Don't just think about the number of people that can say, oh my goodness, he or she really impacted me. It's like, think about those interactions that you have daily that are built through this passionate why that you have, and how many people they're going to go and take that why with, or and sparks their ideas for why they do what they do. It's just this ripple effect that you only, like you said, just see the first little bit of.
Absolutely. And something you've shared to some of a leadership team before has really stood out to me is also your legacy doesn't just stop at one degree of separation. It's not just direct people you're impacting and then maybe people you'll impact down the line. Because you've grown and developed your team, you know, you talked about being really passionate about growing your team, which sounds like a great place for you to focus in on. They're now going to be a better leader that can grow the next set of leader that'll grow someone else. So really, even if people won't always put it back to your name, because of what you're doing, you're establishing that pattern of a legacy, really. So I think it's not just one degree of separation, which is encouraging in the fact that the impact you can make is even greater.
Yes. I think just to kind of hone in on that, the only reason I'm here and have the opportunity to do what I get to do really started with someone that's not been on the face of this earth for the last 6 or 7 years. Yeah. And the next generation down has an 86-year-old man in South Carolina that I never worked for, but the gentleman who really taught me a lot worked for him. And so he passed that on to me, and hopefully I can pass that on to some of the folks that are working with us. And it's like, when you think about legacy, you're always going to be a part of somebody's story. If you impact their lives today, the question is what kind of, how big of a part of their story are you going to be from how you act on your why and your intuition about helping them become everything that they are intended to become?
Yeah. So thinking through, you know, the crux of their question, where do they start?
Yeah.
I think something you really said that stood out is on purpose for a purpose. So maybe dig into that and how they can be using that today in the next few months with their teams.
I think you have to realize as a leader, every interaction is a tremendous deal to the person that's on the other side of that interaction with you, because it doesn't mean that you're better than, it just means that you carry some weight and some power and some real influence in that person's life because of the position that you have. So I think, on purpose for a purpose means that you realize that every time you're talking with someone or you're in front of a group, that better be really on purpose, or the purpose that you intended to have is the outcome. Because if it's not, you know, you can't go back and get that as a do-over. And as a leader, you're always on stage in a bigger way probably than anyone else in your organization. So realizing that you're on stage, every interaction is important, and every interaction should be on purpose for a purpose of some sort.
Yeah, that's good. I think the concept of being on stage, sometimes when you talk about members of your team, I think it's a common phrase of like, you're interviewing, every day is an interview, right? You need to be doing that. But as a leader, they're interviewing you back. They're choosing to work with you and work on your team. So that concept of being kind of on stage, presenting, not being disingenuous, not having the opportunity to be real with them, but presenting your best self with, I think, that sense of purpose is really that key.
Yeah. So I think going back to the question is like, where do I start?
Right.
Get really clear about your why.
Focus on yourself first.
Realize that every interaction that you have needs to be on purpose for a purpose.
Yeah.
Realize that you're on stage and think about that wake that you're leaving, that each of those interactions leaves behind.
Yeah.
And I think you'll start to be more confident about where that legacy is going to land in the future.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. Good, tangible places to start, because it's big. It's a huge concept. So giving yourself that kind of permission and what's necessary to start at the beginning and kind of build it out that way. And then the legacy will build itself.
That's exactly right. Don't focus on the legacy. Focus on the daily interactions that you have. And you're right, that legacy will build itself and it'll be something probably greater than you could have ever imagined.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, looking for a legacy, thank you so much for writing in. We really appreciate just your time you took to share and trust with us for this question. If anyone listening has any letters they would like to share, just questions, just pieces, maybe something you're struggling with, we would love to share that with you, give our input to that. You can write in advice@launchpointleader.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.